Protect your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great. Good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful, drizzly Wednesday, September 24th, year of our Lord 2025. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 9:18 and change. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, broadcasting today from the United States of America. I know it because my president went to the United Nations and told them how it be. It's also the place where the brave, like the veterans we are going to celebrate today, like Gene Tallarico. We lost them, but celebrate them thanks to John Basiliga and his great family of companies. The United States of America, founded with certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible, irreplaceable, amazing founding fathers, that government is not, shall not be, cannot be our parent, our guide, our salvation, our direction. Not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. It was not something that could be parceled out to groups. Freedom could not be controlled by government or government officials because our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press. Well, how they use it, we sort of know that deal, don't we? They misuse it, but we know better. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they have them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose. Unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed. Unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. Yeah. This Bob Cordaro show, it's always going to be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And yes, we mean both of those. Our commitment to common sense will indeed provide you a sanctuary of sanity in a mad, 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 mad world. And so we gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. Trump was awesome. It was incredible. I'm telling you, I say this, he's my favorite comedian, but he's so much more than that. I mean, telling the left-wing lunatics in the audience right in front of him, those who have their entire power based upon the fake climate change, their entire power based upon government power, the growth in their power and their money, all the NGOs and all this, they have it all tied up in illegal and mass migration. And he just, man, it was great. It was powerful. It was unassailable. That was really something. So congratulations, Donald Trump. This may have, well, it was just as good as the last time. You know, remember the first speech he gave to the UN? Where he said that the use of socialism in these countries, these disastrous countries, was not because they didn't have enough socialism. You know, it doesn't work. And he's telling them what you're doing does not work. It fails the people you're supposed to represent. So great job by Trump. And for you guys, well, obvious I did it because I had to also. I had to stay up late last night and I had to watch Jimmy Kimmel. I was like, you know, and I don't like to stay up that late and to watch Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, it was painful, but I said, you know what? It's my job. I have to do it. There's nothing I can do about it. And I watched Jimmy Kimmel try to turn around a situation where he was benched for lying. He was benched for hatred. And he tried to make it him against Donald Trump. He, the beacon of free speech. Well, you don't give it for free. You get paid $16 million a year. He was suspended for lies. And he lied on why it happened. The $16 million a year freedom fighter. Now, I've got to say, Donald Trump commenting on the issue, but even sort of worse, Brendan Carr commenting on the issue, allowed them a little bit of a hook to lie and to continue to lie as to why he got taken off. Now, I will say this. I don't know. A lot of people disagreed with me, and Trump disagrees with me. I think he's funny. He can be funny. He's whip smart and witty, Jimmy Kimmel. But his hatred has blocked any opportunity for him to be funny. You can't have humor. And the people in the audience, they might as well have brought in trained seals to clap. That's basically what they had. Now, he's a mental patient. Jimmy Kimmel. He is. I mean, he almost broke down, and appropriately in some, well, not really, but not appropriately for a prepared monologue. But he got emotional a couple times, which I thought was fine. I don't think he answered any questions. Because remember, what does the left winger have to do? They have to lie and they have to be hypocrites. They are divorced from fact, truth, and reality. They have zero self-awareness. So he didn't address as though he did nothing wrong with the lies he told about Charlie Kirk, his followers, and MAGA. And so, you know, he just didn't get it done. He probably got done enough. And the key decisions on him is going to be whether Sinclair, we talked about this yesterday, we were the first to talk about it, whether Sinclair and Nexstar, who control about 70 ABC stations, affiliates, if they do they bring him back on, we'll be following that. That's the key. If he can't come back on with them, they've got to get rid of him again. And I also mentioned yesterday, it is my understanding his contract, Jimmy Kimmel's contract's up at the end of the year or thereabouts. So if Nexstar and Sinclair, well, let's see what they do. He gave a, it was not an apology, but he gave a tearful reference to the Kirk family. Not, really, when you think about it, nothing to Charlie Kirk if you watched it. It was not what I was hoping for. But again, when you're a left-wing lunatic, it means never having to say you're sorry. that's what he is. All right, we're way over, but I wanted to play her again. The clip went longer. I wanted to finish at the, you know, forgiveness, but the clip was longer. I want to play that occasionally, Erica Kirk, because it is so important. Now, does she truly forgive him? I actually believe so. The killer, the scum, the piece of spit who took her husband's life, who took away the father of her children. Crazy stuff. All right, we'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK, and then we'll be back. We've got a veterans tribute. We've got the weather. We've got much more. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho!
Oh, Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our man and a true patriot, John Basiliga. Just one of his great companies, Basiliga Hospitality. It includes three bar restaurants. You could go anywhere from fries with gravy to a great steak. The Old Brook Inn, Springbrook Township, Far Street Tavern, the Great Trips Park section of West Scranton, the Queen City Tavern, downtown Oliphant. Then there's fine dining. A Terra 519, understated Manhattan, fabulous. There last Saturday night, outstanding. The Stegmeyer Mansion, be transported to another era, another time, another place, with an incredible dinner at the Stegmeyer Mansion. Eugene Tallarico, we lost him May 10th. 2024. I've saved his obits since then. He was 94 years old. He was preceded in death by his beloved wife of 54 years, the former Helene Selinsky. Born in 1930. Eugene, well, he was the son of the late Samuel and Ida Tallarico, graduate of Old Forge High School. And he began a family legacy at the University of Scranton. Not a simple thing to get a college degree back then. He got a Bachelor of Science in Sociology in 1951. He then got a Master's in 1963. He proudly served alongside his brother George in the United States Army during the Korean War. A lifelong believer in the importance of education. Proud member of the Scranton Federation of Teachers, 35-year educator at West Scranton High School. He was Mr. Tallarico. He worked for the Advocacy Alliance after that, Lease Dry Cleaners, on his sister's business, until he was 93. Very proud of his son, Attorney Eugene Tallarico, one of our great district attorneys. His granddaughter, and many, many other family members. I knew him well, solid, strong, faithful, always there, Gene Tallarico. And speaking of that, Gene Tallarico Jr. on the line. Gene, how are you? It's great to commemorate your dad. Just a solid, solid guy.
You are so right, Bob. I can't thank you enough for doing this. It's a year and a half since he's gone, and we certainly understand the loss from him and the incredible work that he's left, especially now as we are approaching the daughter of my daughter's wedding, Catherine. That's going to be in October. So it's a magical moment for all of us.
Yeah. Dr. Catherine Tallarico, I might add.
You are correct.
We would just see him at all these different varying events. The word that always came to mind was solid. He was just like a rock. I really felt that way about him.
Absolutely. No question about it. And that was instilled in me from being a little boy and growing up to be a man, understanding the solidity of who he was and what he stood for, both for himself, his family, and those around him. Very instrumental in terms of understanding what life should look like.
you know, you've been through the political wars, the campaign wars. He was always there in the background. He always stood beside you. Win, lose, draw, he was there for you and all of the family.
Amen. Amen. And one of the most significant things I can certainly relate to you and to the folks listening is the immense pride that he had for our daughter, his granddaughter, Dr. Catherine Tallarico. Having had the opportunity to meet and understand the heart of her fiancé, Jake, incredible, incredible moments, really incredible. I mean, it's a shame that he can't be here, but we know his spirit is with both of them.
Amen. Amen. I thank you for calling and participate in this, and because I saved this since last year when he passed May 10th last year, because I said I've got to have Gene on to talk about his dad, and I've got to talk about him as well. Teacher for 35 years. He just, I mean, again, everything he did was built to last, wasn't it? From his career to family, everything.
It sure was. It sure was. It's a testament to the belief system that we have in our family. What I was lucky enough to have passed along to me, the work ethic, which is really insurmountable when you look and understand the time that he was raised, born in 1930. It was a tough time, and he worked very hard and provided very well for all of us, for generations to come.
Yeah, amazing stuff. Thank you, Gene, for coming on. Eugene Tallarico Sr., our tribute today to him wouldn't have been the same without you. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob.
All right.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Great stuff. I love it when it's somebody I knew and you didn't know they served in the military. Gene Tallarico Sr. Storm Tracker 16 forecast. Meteorologist Joe Snedeker tells us today cloudy and muggy. Chance of late day showers and thunderstorms, 75. Tonight, cloudy skies, 62. Thursday, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, 75 degrees. Friday, morning sun, then increasing clouds in the afternoon with a chance of a shower. So we needed the rain. You know that. I mean, when I go up to Lake Scranton, I truly notice it. We had really filled up that reservoir, and now it's back low again. And I don't know. I don't like seeing that. I had the nuns in grade school, and they, you know, always about famine and drought and all that. And, you know, it gets me gets me just slightly nervous. It truly does. Hey, I'm not I'm not avoiding it. There's it's just a matter of I'm going to talk about it when we get back. At some point, we'll get to it. our demented friend Chris Kelly, he's got his Wednesday column. And first of all, just a quick commentary on it. I always say this about people, particularly the left. And he's a left-wing lunatic. We have prayed for help for him, that he gets the assistance he needs for his Trump derangement syndrome and other maladies. And I continue to pray for it. But you know that somebody doesn't have an argument with regard to this show when they just use, he's a felon, he's a criminal, he's corrupt. That's all he's got. That's all he's got. He's invited, I'll repeat it again. Chris Kelly, you were invited on this show. Anytime you want to call in, you're invited. You're welcome. 570-883-0098. I doubt you have the courage to do it. I doubt you have the convictions to do it. But we hold out hope for you anyway. You were invited on the show. it's like dealing with a spoiled child. He was either in the studio or he wasn't coming. Wait a minute. I said, well, then let me write your column for a week if that's how you want to work it. It's sort of my show. We do things a certain way, and you don't raise to the level. You just don't. You're not even close to the level to deserve to be in this studio. You just don't. I mean, first of all, because of who you are and the idiocy of your ideas, okay, and the things you cite. But the second part is we serve a number of counties. We have a really big audience. You have a very tiny audience because even the people who are buying the paper are buying it for the obituaries, not your column, just so you know. So you reach a couple of counties with the newspaper. We reach at least 13. I can't be wasting the vast majority of the audience's time on something that they will never read. So, I'm sorry, Chris. You're not that important. We'll take a break. We'll be back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show. Elvis Murph says this date, 1957, he released his hit Jailhouse Rock, RCA Victor Records. And before that, a little dry. Why do they always have these British guys doing it? But 1789, the Judiciary Act established America's federal court system and created the post of Attorney General. Bob Cordaro back with you on WILK. So I was directed to the newspaper. Two other things, sort of more important. Not sort of, more important. Last night, I met my grandson, my new grandson, MJ. Got to hold him for quite a while, actually. He didn't really get up while I was holding him, but, you know, that's what babies do. But a great night. Oh, gosh. And then my granddaughters were there, obviously. His two older sisters. So it was just, oh, what a beautiful night. And that's what I said. When people, Chris Kelly posted this thing on Facebook because nobody reads the newspaper. Nobody reads the rag. And when they do, they bypass his column anyway. So we put it on Facebook to try to get some kind of reach with it. And, but I'm like, gosh, I'm going to deal with this silliness. I have a grandchild in my, you know, really. And so I go to the newspaper today. My friend Michael Corleone tells me, hey, Kelly killed you in the paper today. Yeah, okay. But I look in the front page. Now, there's a project that has been going on for a long time. And the borough of Archibald is creating a Veterans Monument Park. They've been working on this forever, volunteers, all this. And so even in the rag, we could find something important because they received an anti-aircraft, I guess, mobile equipment unit. And they have a tank as well. I think it's going to be fabulous. And there was this retired Army Major, Clyde Brown, who's the treasurer of the park committee. And his grandfather designed part of this, the latching mechanism. Isn't that incredible? Oh, what great veterans we have around here. They're just off the charts great. But that was good news. Now, another thing that struck me, so that's number two. Number three, grandchild being actually the only important thing. But number three, I in the morning, we got this deal. We got this routine. The cat comes and he meows, and that's time to get up. He's the butler. He doesn't come on the bed anymore because Chauncey will chase him, and we'll go through that whole routine. So we go do that, and I've been noticing this, I don't know, pretty much every day, but I never said anything about it. The water smells. I fill his water bowl, and the water smells. And I guess this is how I can complain the most effectively. But PA American Water, you're crushing us with bills, like $200 plus every month, and that's the water you give me? And you don't notice it when you use smaller amounts, like for coffee or tea or whatever, or if you're washing your hands. But when I put it in Chauncey's bowl, I'm telling you, that smell, I'm over the sink filling it up, and that smell just hits me. Really, really crazy. And it's wrong. And we just endured an entire summer of construction by PA American Water. And yet the water, it stinks. It literally stinks. And I'm thinking, I'm giving this to Chauncey? Well, again, one of my disappointments, they're doing better than anybody by a mile with RFK and Trump on their latest announcement regarding autism. They're... Don't lose focus on all of the sources. And one of them could be our drinking water as part of chronic illness. I'm telling you, when you fill up Chauncey's big. He's 110 pounds at least by now. And when I fill that bowl up in the morning, it's like, woof, I got to actually hold my head back and I feel bad to give it to the dog. So PA American Water, get your head in the game. Something's wrong with this water. If it smells that bad, could it be drinkable? Cabinet guy says, sounds like you need the Bowman. I think I do. I think I do. I need the HL Bowman. Bowman, that's the Bulldog's favorite people. All right, well, on that note, we take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK, Brian Hughes with the news, and then we will come back and resume this morning's meeting of the Club for Common Sense.
WILK News Radio, this is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.